That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we just got word from the commanding officer of the U.S. Africa Command. We have commanding officers, generals, and admirals in Europe, the Europe Command. We have them in Asia and Westpac, Western Pacific. Well, we have one for Africa. The U.S. Africa Command, the guy who's ahead of it, General Stephen Townsend, he just issued a warning. He has intelligence that China is now planning to build a naval base on the west coast of Africa. Now, why should that bother us? Well, the west coast of Africa, remember, faces onto the Atlantic. That's our ocean. I got news for you. The Pacific is our ocean, too. And the Mediterranean is our sea, and the Caribbean is our sea, and the Gulf of Mexico is our Gulf. Freedom of navigation, enforced by the United States, is essential to world trade, essential to the spread of democracy and our ideas. Having the Chinese, Red Chinese, mainland Chinese, have a base in Western Africa, penetrating Africa, is contrary to our interests. Now, what do we do about it? In my view, we do a lot about it. We don't take military action, but diplomatically, we make it clear to the people in Africa and the various countries that when mainland China comes in, they ravage your economy. They start out with the Belt and Road. They give a lot of loans for ports and that kind of thing, and it's all great. The problem with loans, they have to be repaid. And these countries are induced to take out very large loans, and then they have to be paid with interest. And then when they can't be, since these countries are very poor, and they're basically hoping China will forgive them, and they don't, China comes in and basically can take over their economies. I mean, that's what happens. You also have the push of jihad coming down from the northern part of Africa and sub-Saharan Africa, swooping in, murdering Christians and animists and anybody who is not a Muslim. The only country that stood up to that is France, and it's about time, and this is a word to General Townsend, make sure the Department of Defense authorizes our support of the people pushing back and eliminating this jihadist intrusion in Africa. So you have two things. We stand with Africa. Many of our citizens have ancestries from Africa. We do not want China establishing military or naval bases in Africa, and we do not want jihad sweeping down into the Islamization of Africa the way they did to Asia 1,000 years ago. So there you have it. A base for Red China on the west coast of Africa, not in our interest, not in Africa's interest. We need intense diplomatic effort to make sure that that does not happen. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, man, has anybody spoke to the hacking of the pipeline oil supply thing on the East Coast this morning?
What's the update on that, Dick? I know you're very up on a lot of the latest news. Any update on the hacking into the pipeline?
They're saying that it's some criminal enterprise in Russia. What,
like dark side?
What perplexes me is that covert for maybe it is, but we get our marching orders from the Kremlin anyway. I don't buy it myself. It doesn't pass the smell test to me, but you know, it's already
I'm with you, Dick.
Major
I'm with you. It turns out the head of dark side is named Igor, and he lives in St. Petersburg. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's all this baloney, but I mean, what do you see? What do you think about that? What would you do to put an end to it?
I'm not sure I know, but it's as bad as Trump saying, well, it could be some 400-pound guy sitting in a bed, you know, but I just don't buy it, and I don't know exactly what we do. It's not good. It's already spiked oil futures crazily. just overnight. And, you know, is this going to be the new norm where we're going to be messed with this way?
Right. Right. No, I think, right. Anytime the initial indication is that it's a cat's paw, something called, you know, dark side, and they're just basically, you know, criminals and, you know, not nation state based. And I even saw somewhere where dark side has a Robin Hood aspect to it and gives a slice of its profits or theft to charities. That's all baloney. Okay. How many thieves do you know go around looking to make charitable donations and then leaving paper trails that could, come on, come on. Are you kidding me? And you think that it's just a couple of guys, like you say, a couple of guy in his mother's basement who isn't working and he just hacks from there. I don't think so either. I don't think so either. And the question is, basically, is it Russia, China, or Iran? And in this particular case, there is an agency within the Russian intelligence services. I remember it used to be called the KGB. Now it has some different initials. But it's the same group. Vladimir Putin was a colonel in that group, in the KGB. His nickname was the Moth because he always fluttered around light bulbs. He always sucked up to people in power, and he was small like a moth, and he managed to worm his way in and kill a lot of people, his enemies, and take over. So yeah, I think that the hacking, who's been hacking, by the way, in the last couple of years? Russia, 2016 election, 2020 election, solar wind into our government, and into private industry. So suddenly what? Somebody gets in the pipeline, it's a couple of guys in their mother's basements who give money to charity. It smells to high heaven, smells to high heaven. We're going to follow the trail. We're going to follow the money. But I am deeply suspicious, deeply, deeply suspicious, deeply suspicious that the Ruskies are behind this and that dark side is going to be turned out to be kind of Ivan or Igor from somewhere, probably Moscow or St. Petersburg. I've been to both cities, by the way. They're beautiful cities. There were the Justice Department delegation speaking to Russian lawyers, sponsored by our State Department during the thaw, when Boris Yeltsin was the head guy and Mikhail Gorbachev had wound down the Communist Party. It was really the golden age of Russia. It only lasted 10 years till Vladimir Putin came in and started to run it with criminal gangs. St. Petersburg, gorgeous city. Peter the Great built it back in the 1700s, wanted to be European, wanted to be the Paris of the East, and it really is gorgeous. Moscow, an important city, Moskva, they call it Moskva. That thing is over 1,000 years old. There was an original Viking settlement around there somewhere, but it got corrupted over the years. And I think that if there is a dark side, you're going to find out his name is Igor or Ivan. And if he's in his mother's basement is in Moscow or St. Petersburg. And that's it. That's it in a nutshell. Well, you know, with Russia, they are basically should be our friends. They should be our friends. During the Second World War, they originally sided with Hitler to carve up Poland, and then Hitler betrayed them and invaded them, and then they fought on our side, not because there's anything good about it, but because they had to save themselves, and Hitler and the Nazis invaded Russia too. But after that, they should have been on our side. Instead, they steal our nuclear secrets, threaten us in Cuba and everywhere else. It's time to put somebody back in there like Yeltsin or Gorbachev, who are normal, sane people and can be good friends. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.